The city of Albany has unveiled a new crosswalk painted with the rainbow flag in recognition of Pride Month. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC. The crosswalk bridges two long-standing gay bars on Central Avenue, Rocks and the Waterworks Pub, as a small gesture of support for the LGBTQ community. At the fixture's debut on Thursday, Tandra Legrone of In Our Own Voices, an organization dedicated to assisting LGBTQ people of color, could barely contain her excitement.
As a little girl, this would have meant so much to me, seeing that flag that represents diversity here in the city of Albany, and to be able to walk through the world and knowing that I am supported means a lot.
The new painting will be a permanent addition to Central Avenue, part of an ongoing mural and public art project by the city and parking authority. But Rocks owner Lance Ryder says the crosswalk is something he and Waterworks Pub general manager Scott Levine have been wanting to do for years as a way of publicly making space for the LGBTQ community.
In many places across the country, they have what they call a gay neighborhood, where there's kind of that area that is infused with a lot of gay-owned and operated businesses. And we're sort of that here, and we want people to have that place to go.
Ultimately, it was Mayor Kathy Sheehan and Common Councilor Richard Conte who got the ball rolling ahead of Pride Month, June. Conte says this Pride Month is especially important. It marks the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, which are largely credited with sparking the fight for equal rights for LGBTQ people. Conte says the country and Albany have come a long way since 1969.
Thinking back in the history of the gay and lesbian community here in Albany, it was just 31 years ago this past March that the Albany Common Council actually voted down a basic human rights ordinance for the community. It was only a few years before that I remember that there was actually a police raid on a gay establishment here on Central Avenue. I forget exactly where it was, but we've come a long way.
In Our Own Voices, Tandra Legrone says there's still a long way to go. Transgender people around the country, especially transgender people of color, face continued violence and oppression.
I think a lot of folks like to look at the LGBT community as one big umbrella, but there's diversity in any community. So as black and brown people, we experience racism, discrimination, oppression, and marginalization on a daily basis.
Legrone adds she's found Albany to be extremely welcoming and a model for other communities. Reflecting on her recent trip to Israel with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, Mayor Sheehan praised the crosswalk and other murals around the city for highlighting its diversity.
We had conversations as mayors about the lack of welcoming and the language of divisiveness that we see on the national and international level. And what we talked about as mayors, Democrat and Republican, is that it's our job to make sure that our cities speak up.
Albany isn't the only city painting its streets in the name of pride. Kingston is repainting some of its uptown crosswalks. Albany's Washington Park will host a Black and Latino Pride celebration on June 8th, followed by the Capitol Pride Parade and Festival on June 9th. Reporting from Albany for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.